say good afternoon. Good evening from around the world in the chat room or on the phone to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. We want to thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. That's right. She's with us tonight. Yay! Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading with me and Nina, go to the website, right side of the page, Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, and we do accommodate the East Coast people. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and Monday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And with that, I'm bringing in Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. Glad to be back. I'm just hoping to have a really good show tonight. Bring some positive energy to us, people. Everybody needs positive energy. So be as positive as you can be, and we will help you out as much as we can. As Lennis said, we do things out of love and light. So remember that always, that we do this out of love. It's not because we're making any millions of dollars, that's for sure. So, yeah, we are doing this out of the goodness of our heart and because we love it. So with that, let's get going.
Well, you know what, Nina, since you said that, I would like for you to say a few words because I've had a couple of people that went to see other psychics just on a humbug, not, you know, just like they picked them out, but at fairs, what have you. They were not true psychics, both two different individuals from two different sides of the coast. And the women that they went to just really read them the riot act, not being like a psychic. So you spoke about this a few months back. So could you speak about that again when people go to other psychics and if the reading is for real or not?
Yeah, just remember that, you know, not everybody, if the person is not doing the reading out of love and light, they're not a true psychic, or they're a psychic that's trying to hurt others. And there's many of those in this world, unfortunately. So just remember that when you go to these fairs or you go for a reading, make sure you check these psychics out and make sure their credentials are real. Make sure that they're speaking with love and with light, because otherwise, the reading you may get may bring you down really hard.
Amen. Quick prayer, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Okay, well, let's begin. You don't have any birthdays, Miss Nina, before we start?
I do, in fact, have a birthday tomorrow. My nephew Daniel's birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday, Dan. And other than that, that's it for this week. Next week I have birthdays, and Jim's my anniversary.
Oh, all righty. Okay, our first call up is area code 412. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Tisha.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Okay.
I'm pretty good. I have a question. I think someone's out here, sabotaging my vehicle last week. My brake line, I think, was cut. And then when I got home today, it's like they set all types of nails. I found, 15 nails by my tire and a bunch of glass. So I'm just trying to figure out who's doing this.
Your neighbor. What neighbor are you into it with? Because they're sneaking over there doing that. It's your neighbor.
They are. Okay.
Is there a neighbor that you're not getting along with right now or at odds with?
Well, I don't speak to them, so they could be getting mad about me not dealing with them.
Okay, well, I picked up a neighbor was doing it, and I see him sneaky, real sneaky. So they watch when you leave, and then they go do these ugly things.
What I would suggest to you is to put one of those lights that come on, one of those motion lights, and that will deter anybody that's doing that to you.
Well, I'm thinking they're doing this during the day when I'm leaving for work because...
No, it's being done at night. It's being done at night.
It is.
Yep. It's at night. Yep.
Wow.
That's why I'm suggesting you put in one of those motion lights, and that will stop them from doing that.
Or maybe even if I leave my porch light on, will they still do it?
Well, yeah. Well, if you leave it on, then it's on all the time. But if you have one of those motion ones outside on your porch that lights up if somebody walks by, then they're going to run. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, I was thinking even like one of those little light bulb cameras that you put out, you know, like a light bulb camera.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Do whatever you need to do to protect yourself and your car.
Okay. Are they going to continue to do this?
Are they going to what?
Are they going to
continue to do this?
I mean,
well, good question. I'm not sure whether they're going to continue or not, but you don't want them to continue. So go ahead and stop them from doing it. Put that motion light out there. Put a camera out there. Do whatever you have to protect your property. You don't want anybody to do it. You know, it could just be kids, but if you don't do anything about it, they're still going to come back, right? So
I told my neighbor's son yesterday, like, because he was out there throwing a ball near everybody's car. I told him, well, go down the street where there's no cars at. And that's probably what got them mad. I don't know. But.
Yeah, just be proactive. Protect yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, put some salt in your car. Get a container and put a little sea salt in it and put it in your glove compartment.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean like this.
That'll deter a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't agree. I'm going to probably put the camera.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a good
one. Right, thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Tisha. All right.
Okay.
Have a good week. Okay, bye-bye. Next caller, area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
917, you're on the air. Hello. Yes, go ahead with your question. I'm sorry?
Put them back on hold, Lena. And then we'll come back to them.
Okay. Now I hear you. Okay, area code 203. You're on the air with Lena and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tori.
Hi, Tori. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I wanted to ask a question about my love life. What do you see for the future with me and a man named Kyle?
Okay. Have you two been dating past 6 months?
I've known him for more than 6 months.
Have you been dating more than 6 months?
Not dating, but I've known him for
Okay, knowing him and dating is two different things. That's why I'm asking, have you been dating this man for 6 months?
No.
How long have you been dating him?
Well, right now we're not dating.
Oh. Have you ever dated him?
Yes.
Okay,
we sort of started something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm seeing kind of a rocky road ahead of you for a while. Your fault. Not your fault at all. Because you're a sweetheart. Yeah, but I think he's got a couple issues. Lennis, what are you picking up?
Mm-hmm.
I got estrangement, that he's estranged from her. You know, almost like a married couple and they're estranged. They separate.
Yeah.
They know each other together, but they're not together.
Yeah.
Does Kyle have memory problems, Tori?
No.
When I say memory, it's like, does he selectively forget things?
Possibly.
Okay. That explains a little bit. But, yeah, I'm, You know
also,
what?
He was also married before and got divorced.
Now, that's got nothing to do with what's going on with you guys now. Personally, I think you'd be better off to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Lennis, what do you think? What are you picking up? This is what the
I'm concentrating on this. I'm concentrating on Kyle, and I'm having a hard time trying to pick up anything off of him. It's almost like a blank slate, but I'm blocked. I'm being blocked because I really tried to get into him, but I feel like I'm being blocked and to really see what this individual is like. I mean, you're picking up more, Nina. You feel like she shouldn't be with him, then so be it. But I'm just,
yeah.
I don't know. Something's not right there, but I feel like I'm being blocked from seeing him. I'm not saying you're doing it, Tori. It could be him.
Mm-hmm.
So. But he
for me, all
issues.
I got was estranged, so I'll let Nina take this one. I'm sorry?
Yeah. For right now, I would say you're probably better off to go and date other people for now and just have him as a friend and see what happens from there. Because I'm picking up he's scattered. That's what I'm picking up. Like little pieces of him and his brain is really scattered. I'm not picking up the why, but I am picking up that his brain is scattered. And for now, you would be better off to date someone else, honestly and truthfully. Because you deserve treated like a queen, and he's not ready to do that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, he was left kind of, like, all over the place, like, after his divorce. Like, he got out of a really bad marriage. So he is, like, all scattered, and I think, right now he's not ready for anything serious. And, I think that he knows that we could have something serious, which is why he's kind of keeping me at arm's length.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying go and enjoy your life. There's no point in sitting there being alone and being miserable if you can go out and have a good time. And that's why I'm telling you to go out and have a good time. When and if he decides that maybe things could change, well, then you decide whether you want it to happen, but I wouldn't sit around and wait for him.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm definitely like at a place where I want to keep my options open, but I still do like care for him a lot.
Well,
and he's not like.
The heart does what the heart does, right? We can't stop our heart from loving somebody. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying for your own peace of mind.
Yeah.
The angels are telling me you go and you go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to do that.
Good. Tori, I got a name of Alan that came up. I don't know who he is, but the name Alan came up while you and Nina were talking. So just kind of put that on the back burner.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I just went on a dating website and I connected with this guy, Al.
Thank you for the validation.
That's so funny. But this was a couple days ago, and he, you know, we kind of started like having that small talk, whatever. But we haven't really talked like today or yesterday, really, the last couple days. So I don't know. He seems really nice, but
okay. Well, that's what I got was Alan, just that. So if he popped up, it must be for you to at least give him a chance, see what the man is about. Okay.
Yeah.
Check him out, girlfriend.
Yeah, well, Tori, you have a great week. And phone us back and let us know how your love life is doing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tori. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Area code 386. You're on the air with Lunas and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Sheena. Hi, Miss Lunas and Nina. Miss Nina.
Hi, Sheena.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am okay.
So what can we answer for you, young lady?
I have been single for quite some time, but I have been talking to a fine young fella, and his name is Romello. It's just been kind of small talk, like, you know, talking of kind of sexual, a lot of sexual talk, but I want to know what either of you see with this young man. Very nice looking, nice body. But I just don't know.
Okay, well, that's a physical attraction. What about his mind, his heart, and his spirit?
I feel like he's a good person.
That physical don't last but a minute, honey, because if you can't talk and get understanding, the booty ain't worth it, okay? That lasts about as long as a blink of an eye or a glass of hot water. But anyway,
we haven't had the chance to hang out. You know, it's been like 2 or 3 months, maybe 4 months, just talking. And I want to hang out.
So invite him. The angels are telling me for you to invite him for coffee.
Hee hee. Well, why are you quiet? You don't want to invite him for a cup of coffee or tea?
Well, I mean, it won't be for a cup of coffee. Maybe lunch or something. I don't go for coffee. I'm 33, so I don't do those type of things yet, but maybe lunch.
Okay, then. What's your problem? It's 2018. There's nothing stopping you from asking him. And the angels are they're getting adamant with me right now, saying, tell her to ask him. And they are very adamant right now. Like, my spirit guides are just, they're thumping on me, telling me to tell you that. So you ask him for lunch.
There you go, girl.
Okay.
That's right. It's 2018. Hey, it's a new world now.
It's time for love, huh? Yeah, because I always believe that the man should ask them. I'm very traditional.
Well, you know what? If you wait for him to ask,
we don't live in a traditional world. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
You might be waiting until you're 80 if you're going to wait for him. He sounds like he's to me, it's coming across that he's a little shy. So, yeah, ask him. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to try. I'll ask him.
Thank you. And call it back.
Yeah. Don't kick him to the curb. Give the brother a chance first, okay?
Okay, I definitely will.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, let us know, Sheena.
Okay.
It's gonna work out okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay.
Good night.
Let me go back to 917, see if they're there now. Oh. Come on.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, it's not clicking for me. You try.
Okay, 917, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello? Oh, they are not answering us, Lennis.
Okay.
Not at all. Okay. Well, you're going back on a hold, and you'll be the last caller, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. All right, next one, let's see. Area code 415, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good, thank you. I am ready for something different this summer. And my ideal would be something like a trip, go on a trip, and then come back and start a new job. That's what I'm visualizing. I want to create that.
Okay. And what would you like for us to answer for you?
Any of those
things
popping up for you?
Well,
you see those
give me
happening?
One question. No, give me one question to focus on. What's most important? What's your priority? Vacation or moving or job? And? Oh.
No.
She dropped off. Oh, okay. I wasn't looking. I had my eyes closed, but I see she dropped off. Okay, Anne, well, I'm sorry we couldn't answer your question, but you got to be more specific. We don't scatter two or three things at once and go to the angels and try and focus. That even confuses them. So, and 917, oh, we'll try one more time, see if they're there. 917, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? You are awfully shy, 917. Okay. I guess they don't want to.
Awfully shy, but they pressed 1, so they wanted to talk to us, so that's too bad.
Yeah. They could have got an extra long reading because they're only 1 right now, but anyway. Okay. Click them off. Okay, you're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That time right now is about 6:25 on the West Coast and 9:25 on the East Coast. So phone number to the show, 647-727-2914. Lines are open. So if anybody wants to call in, the lines are open.
Lennis, you made a mistake. You made a mistake on the phone number. It's 646-727-2914, not 647.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I was looking at something else, too. I'm sorry. Yes, 646-727-2914. My bad, people. My bad.
No,
my eyes
bad.
Switched over and looked at something else.
Oh,
well.
What can we say here right now? Yeah, either call in or we're going to make this a really short show. And who knows, I will be back next Monday and hopefully next Sunday, too. It all depends. But, yeah, I was supposed to be on bus yesterday, but I kind of had a little accident and fell on my face. So I just didn't make it to the show because I was hurting.
No, Nina's all bruised up and... Poor thing, she fell face down on that concrete. So she's chin, mouth, nose, arm, elbow, poor baby.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she's here, that you're here tonight, because Lord knows, I don't think I would be, but you're a trooper. Well, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting. Huh? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said I'm trying to be a trooper.
I thought I'd do a couple of prayers and maybe some folks might call in here. We release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future. We release all karmic density from the earth, the moon, and the sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Every day our will creates 100% vibration and energy. Every day our will creates pineal gland power. Every day our will creates infinity of love. Every day our will creates soul nourishment. And every day our will creates financial abundance. So be it, our will be done here and now. How about that? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, like Nina said, you got 5 minutes or we're out.
Yep, that's for sure. And even if you called in earlier tonight, if you would like a second question, please call in. Otherwise, we are going to say goodnight until Sunday. So, yeah, you've got just a couple more minutes, and, yeah, Nina doesn't have much patience. Sorry.
yeah, we'll give 2 more minutes and probably cut it off at 6:30. I also want to put out there, too, the lady that called twice yesterday and you were crying, never to get through, I want to tell you, if you go to our website page on Facebook now, the Essence of Success Network, send me, Anina, a message. Just go to the message and send us a message, and we'll contact you. Leave your phone number, and Nina and I will contact you and see what we can do to help you out there. So,
And just remember, everyone, that we do this with love, out of love, and there's no other reason why we are doing this. We're not reaching for fame, fortune, or anything else. We are doing this out of love and light. So just remember that with the readings. Maybe you don't agree with the readings, but like I told you many, many times, if you don't agree with what we are telling you in a reading, you can change things by just changing your attitude or what you are doing. That will change the reading. So you are the master of your own fate. You are in total control. But what we are telling you and what we see is if you continue on the same path as what you are on now. So remember that always.
Amen. It's true. Because time is a constant. So you're right. Things can change at a wink of an eye. Truly
can. All you have to do, just change your path or something changes in your path and then whatever we've told you will also change. So if you don't like what we've said, do something about it. Change the path you're on.
Amen. There you go. There you go.
All right.
Well, Nina, let me ask you a question before we go off, because I have one. What do you pick up from a guy, his name is Larry and last name is Leno, L-E-N-O? He's very much interested in me, but I keep him at arm's length. Because I'm not ready to get in a relationship, but I just want to know, is he a sincere person?
He's sincere in the fact that he would like to go out with you. He would be there for a good time, but I don't think he's there for a long time.
No, because I'm not feeling him. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Yeah.
But he seems like a nice person, though, as far as that. Yeah.
Now we've got a caller, Lena.
Oh, hello. All right.
Hello?
Hi, area code 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
This is who? I'm sorry.
Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
Well, hi, Tasha. How you doing? Don't be so shy. You know us. thanks for calling. And what can we help you with today?
I'm wondering about relationships.
A relationship?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's his name? And we'll find out if he should be.
Well, maybe someone new, because I'm dating, so it's just like, there's no one in particular. I just,
oh, well,
I
the guy you're dating, you want us to check him out? Or no?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Okay. Okay. What's his first name, Tasha?
Xavier.
Okay. You sound really reluctant. You, this guy isn't important to you. I mean, you're not clicking.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to know, you were kind of hesitant there. You did a pause on me. So I'm maybe not.
Say his whole name. No, it's okay.
Oh, no. We never need the full name. We just need the first name. No, ma'am. All right, let's see what's going on with Tasha and Xavier. He's got a handle on things. What does that mean? He has a handle on things. Did he just get out of a relationship himself or going through some drama?
Yeah.
Okay, because the angels are telling me he has a handle on things. So evidently, he's taking care of it. Whatever that's going to happen, I mean, he's dealing with it. Yeah, now I'm seeing the drama. It's coming in. Baby mama drama. Am I right?
He has no children.
Okay.
It's just an ex, Lennox.
It's the ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm picking up drama very strongly. And he's trying to keep it at bay. In fact, he's trying to handle it, actually, like the angel said. He's handling it. Do you communicate with this man spiritually and mentally?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Tosh, I got to ask you, have you asked him, you two have just been dating for a short while, correct?
Yeah.
And he just got out of another relationship. Okay, and he just got out this relationship like how long, about 3 months ago?
Yeah.
It's recent? Okay, so he's vulnerable. Okay. What I'm getting at, he's got out of one, and now he's met you, so there's a vulnerability there for him, and also for him to be a little shy, you know, about jumping out of the fire into the pot, as they say, from one relationship to the next.
Yeah, he's very shy.
Okay. I would just say communicate with him. Just continue to communicate with him with the understanding, Tasha, not just, you know, how are things going, blah, blah, blah. Because if he comes and he tells you, man, this woman is getting on my nerves, you know, I would say just be compromised as far as, you know, you want to talk about it, will it help you to feel better, or, you know, because you don't want to get involved in it. That's an A-B situation, so you see yourself out of it. But it is bothering him. That's why he's trying to clean it up. So, you know, he might discuss it with you sometimes, yeah. But for you two, communication is real important. I see him like this, almost like a rubber band. I see him there with you, and then he snaps back. Then he comes back with you, and he snaps back. So that tells me he has confusion. You know, like he wants to be with you, but he's tired of the past. So I'm glad he's trying to clear that up, because before you can get involved with somebody else, you need to clear up your past drama or relationship, whatever that is, so it doesn't overflow into your new relationship that you're trying to enjoy.
You know,
I'm sorry?
We live far away from each other. He stays on in another state, so I didn't know if I should, you know, pursue it with everything I...
Oh, you'd rather somebody that's right there that lives in your community or your city. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, there's a guy, John. that's been observing you. And John saw you at some place where you socialize. It's not a club now, but kind of like a lounge or a coffee shop, or it's just, you're hanging out. I see you, it's about five of you, and you're just hanging out. But this guy, John, he's really observing you. I kind of think he's in your little clique. Is there a guy named John in your clique, your group of friends?
I be around so many different people. My little brother, sometimes around my little brother's friends.
Okay, well, let me tell you this about John. I don't know why, but I just got a little pain going across my temple. So he's going to make himself known to you. I'll just tell you to be a little cautious till you know him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't invite him over to your house for a while, like really get to know him and then invite him over.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows you guys. He knows your clique. So somebody in your group of friends knows this John. He's a light-skinned brother. He's probably about 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
Works every day, but I can't see what kind of job he does. But he works every day, Monday through Friday. And he is single. He doesn't have any baggage, carry-on, or nothing else. He's got wide eyes. Maybe if that would help you. He's light-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Egyptian. Like Egyptian eyes are wide, but pretty. Pretty eyes, but, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
Egyptian side. And it's a possibility he could be mixed. But I don't mean mixed as being black and white. Mixed race, like black and maybe European.
Mm-hmm.
Or a third world country. I don't know, something like that. But, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm picking up. Miss Nina? Go ahead.
I met somebody named Josh through a friend. That was yesterday. He looked mixed with light eyes, light skin.
Okay.
Well,
he's interested in you.
I think he plays the organ or something, but. What church is? I don't know if that's that person.
Okay. Well, it sounds like
it was through a male friend. I was actually talking to the friend.
Okay, you know what, Lennis? I'm picking up blank, absolutely nothing on this. So call us back. Let us know how you and John get along, because that's all I got.
Yeah, I feel John. Xavier, nah, that's too much. That's too much work. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But John, like I said, he likes, he's interested. Do call us back, because I'm curious why I had that pain in my temple. But it was quick. It came and went. So it must be minor, but there's something there. So let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Go out this weekend, you know. Ask your friends if you think this is a guy, you know, talk to him and see.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Tasha. Thanks for calling. Have a good week, young lady. Okay. 917, you're back. Are you going to talk to us now?
Hi. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question. I was out
Who's
of
this?
Work because Nisa.
Lisa?
With an N. Nisa.
Alicia.
Nisa. Nisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was out of work because I had to deal with a serious concern in my house. And I think it's kind of under control, but I just have to wait and see if it gets, you know. So I don't really feel like going to work. I'm having a bit of a trouble. I am not looking forward to going back. And What do you guys pick up on that?
Why are they upset with you at your job?
Maybe because I connected with infection control and had everyone involved.
Okay, because I see anger coming at you. Do you work for the CDC?
Yeah. What?
Okay. No,
yeah,
I'm saying, did you work for the CDC?
Not sure what that is.
The, you know, for infections or different things, maybe I'm not saying it right, maybe it's DCDC, CDC. It's out of Atlanta. That.
Oh.
No, you're in New York, though, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Everybody's pretty mad at you at work, and probably a good idea to look for other work.
Yeah.
Why are they mad
sure.
at me? I'm having the worst nightmare of my life because of that job. You know.
Well, whatever the reason, there's some reason why everybody is upset with you at work. Plus, it's not worth you getting headaches over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And so can I stay there until August about? Or?
Yeah, you.
I don't mean to laugh, but I don't even see that. I don't even see you past June. But I don't know, Nina?
Well, you can probably stay there because they don't really have grounds to fire you. But it's going to be very uncomfortable for you to stay.
Oh, I see.
Like you won't enjoy being there at all.
Well, I don't feel like going back. I'm happy with what I have right now. I mean, I like to go to work, but I'm not happy with what happened there. And it came to my house, and I had a whole problem here because of the population I work with carried a bed bug. And brought it to my house. And then a week went by, and cleaning and decluttering, it's like I'm moving houses.
Yeah.
Well, Nisa, the first thing I saw was anger. They were really upset with you. And Nina also told you that.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be happy going back. If you can stay at home and, you know, live, God bless you. Go ahead. But I don't see you working for this company past June. I think they're going to work to get you out of there. Nina said you could probably work till August. I don't know. It's up to you. But I see it being very uncomfortable. It's like you get up in the morning, it's like, man, I don't want to go to this job.
Exactly. I'm scared.
Well, then maybe it's time to move on.
Yep. Find another job.
Thank you.
Start looking for another. Yeah. Start looking for another job, Nisa. You got
of,
time.
That's another question. We've already answered one question.
I'm just saying, I don't really know why they would, well, kind of know why she's mad, but I don't care. I have to take care of myself.
Well, then go to work.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Nisa, we're going to be wishing the best for you. I hope things work out, okay? Let's put you on our prayer list. Have a good week.
Hey, Lennis. Yes, have a
yes,
good
ma'am.
Week. Lennis, I have a question from Teresa in the chat room. She would like to know if there is a message from her friend Jim who passed away last November.
Oh. Wow. Real quick, said, go for it, girl. Go for it. I don't know what that means, but that came so quick, he just went through me. Go for it, girl. She must be really close.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's saying go for it. So whatever the best is to come, do it. He's telling her, go for it, do it.
Okay. Yeah, so there's your message from him for right now. But you know what, Teresa, if you still your mind, sit still in the dark, you can pick up the messages from him yourself, because he has been sending lots of messages to you, but you're just not listening.
And he's very close. He's by you right now. Talk to him now.
She said thank you, so we must have given her what she needed. But, yeah, honestly,
yep.
Teresa, just quiet your mind, sit in the dark, and you will get the answers that you want from him.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Nina. Okay, area code 212, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. Is that me?
Hi. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Wonderful, thank you. Karen in New York.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been enjoying it. Thank you. I'm looking for insight about my teeth. Do you see me losing my upper on the right side to the right of the front? It's been very sore. I had a traumatic experience with a dentist who made everything worse, won't send me my x-ray, blah, blah, blah. So do you see me being able to heal this tooth and my other teeth, or will I lose them? And will I ever get the x-ray from him?
The angel said right away, get to another dentist as soon as you can. Get to another dentist, yeah. I know you probably don't want to start all over again, and I'm sorry, but they're saying get to another dentist.
Oh, well, I will never go back to him, but I'm waiting for some satisfaction and the main x-ray that he made me take, and now he won't send it, and I have a case against him with the State Board of Education, you know, professional discipline. The two factions are investigating him, and he's so sneaky, he's sliding around them too, I think. Anyway, it's a very long story. And the people told me I should be trying to sue him. But I don't have stuff to show a new dentist, and of course I don't even have any faith and don't know where to go. I was working with a healer a little bit, trying to heal everything naturally. So the angels are saying that that's not possible?
No, and you are going to lose some teeth. So look for a plate or either a denture. You are going to lose your teeth.
Do they see losing? The one that's been sore and hurting that he made very loose in the front, is that I'm going to lose that one also? Is that one of the one?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
also,
my God.
The angels are telling me also to find another dentist immediately. And
yes.
Ask the closest friend who they use as a dentist, and that will be your in.
I got that,
okay,
too, because I was going to tell her to check with a friend. Somebody has a good referral for you.
Yeah.
One of your girlfriends, I think, or a relative. But I see this next dentist is good. And you can tell him the problem that you went through with the prior one. And also, he probably can get your x-rays.
If I gave you names, would you be able to validate which person it might be a referral through? Because I only have maybe two, and they're kind of weak in my mind. One is Olga, and one is Caroline.
Caroline, no. What did you get, Nina?
I'm kidding. Neither one of them is going to give you the referral you need. It's somebody that you work with.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
Karen.
I haven't been working in a long time.
Okay.
Well, do you have a friend or a close friend or relative that you would feel comfortable with their referrals?
See, that's it. I'm not in touch with that many people in this area anymore. My family is out of you know, far away. A lot of friends have gone. Yeah, I'm not in touch with that many people, so I'm not. I'm trying to place who I'm supposed to, you know, check to for this referral.
Okay. Mm. Well, also, because we got to get to other calls, but also I wanted to tell you that see if they have in your city or look up on the internet or in the yellow pages, whatever, for a dentist referral agency.
Uh-huh.
Just like they have doctor's referral, attorney referrals. There's a main number that you can call, and you know, they'll give you two or three names that you can call after you talk to them. I'm sure they got to have a dentist referral back there. They got to.
Yeah. I also have lists on my lovely insurance. Do the angels see any of these dentists being on my insurance plan working out?
Can't answer that. That's the second question. Can't answer that. It's the second question. Okay. You can call back in, though.
Okay. When do you mean?
Now.
Oh.
Call us Sunday. Call back in Sunday. We're on at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're most welcome. Okay. Area code 347. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tanisha. How can we help you?
This is Tanika.
Oh, Kanika. Oh, that's pretty.
Tanika.
I like that.
Tanika.
Kanika.
Okay, how can we help you, Kanika?
No, with a T, like Tom, Tanika.
Oh, Tanika. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it now. Okay.
All right.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, honey. I want it correct. That's fine.
Thank you.
So what can we answer for you, young lady?
I would like to know if you see me moving anytime soon from my mom's house, if and when do you see me moving? And also if you pick up anything around a person named Mark Waits.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
The moving.
Mark? Okay.
Moving.
August or September, the end of the summer. In fact, yeah, it is the end of the summer because September I see you with $3,000. So you must be able to move. I mean, you have the money together to move. I see $3,000 September 1st. So that's when you'll be moving. You'll have all your money together by the end of August. In September, you can move out. So you not only have your rent money, but you have money to, you know, to buy whatever little extra things that you may need.
Mm-hmm.
Nina, are you seeing any earlier than August or September?
No, I'm not. The angel told me that when you get a full-time job.
I work full-time right now.
Okay, well. They kept stressing that. Did you just start this job?
No, I started around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Been there for a long time.
But they also said September to me, too. September 1st.
Do you see around where, like if it's going to be far from here?
That's the second question. We can't answer that. I'm sorry. You'll have to call back on Sunday or next Monday.
Yeah, sorry, but, yeah, you are moving at the end of the summer, which will give you 3 months here to, you know, get it together, what you want to do, which is good. You're not under the gun. So, yeah. Okay, Tanisha, thank you for calling. Okay, have a good week. Our last call. Area code 646, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Fine, and you, Terry? Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. So I have a moving question. I have to be out of where I'm living by the end of June. So I live in New York City, And I wanted to know if you see me staying in the same area, or should I move, for example, to either the Queens or Manhattan or the Brooklyn area?
You're in the Brooklyn area right now?
I'm actually in the Bronx area. Near,
okay,
because
when
Bay?
You said Brooklyn, it resonated. That's why I was asking, like, well, you're already there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did. I got Brooklyn right away, but I'm listening to you talk. So when you said Brooklyn, I was like, okay, well, she's there. Maybe she's moving to another place in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
I got Brooklyn right off the bat.
Really? Okay.
I did as well. I picked up Brooklyn right away. So, yeah, definitely
yep,
you are
right
there.
All right, so I'm going to definitely look into it starting now. So, wow.
Now, Terry, let me ask you something. Were you thinking of a roommate, two of you sharing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I was going to say, I see another lady. She looks like she's maybe 2 to 3 years older than you. It's okay. But 2 to 3 years older, yeah. But I see her splitting rent. In fact, you two get real close because they're telling me now you two end up being like two sisters living together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Cool. They're not showing me who the woman is, but they're telling me that your relationship, you two together. Now, I don't mean like a couple now, but just as roommates.
Yeah, exactly.
That you get along really good, that it ends up that you're almost like sisters complimenting one another.
Oh, cool. I like it. Sounds good. Is that so? Where do you think I would find this, the room? On Craigslist or the newspaper? Because I'm looking everywhere now.
Craigslist.
That's what I was thinking too. Okay.
Craigslist.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, congratulations, because not always when roommates get together, things work out. But for you two, it's perfect. So,
okay.
Yeah,
and
God bless you.
It's not, thank you. It's not posted as of yet, is it?
No.
Okay, so just keep looking. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Congratulations, and have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling.
All right. So you guys are going to be coming on every Monday at this time?
Yes, ma'am, at 6 o'clock. And every Sunday is a long show. We're on from 3 to 4:30 on Sundays.
Okay. Well, it's good having you on Monday. Sounds great.
Oh, thanks, right. Nina.
Okay. All right. It's a little different, but hey. You know, Monday is the first part of the week, so.
Yeah. Good
all right,
to
guys.
Start out.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Miss Nina, going out. Talk fast. We got 40 seconds.
All right, I'd like to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight, for those of you on the air, in the chat room, and listening on the radio. Thank you for joining us in Free Psychic Readings Monday night. We will see you all in Free Psychic Readings on Sunday. Good night, everyone. Have a great week.
Good night. Thank you.